500, up 18 points. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Willow Domestic Violence Center's Bijou, an evening of Roaring Twenties Ritz, jazz, and a live auction, all in support of the Willow, Thursday, October 16th, 6 p.m. at Maselli's. Tickets at willowdvcenter.org. A familiar musical phrase from the opera Cavalleria Rusticana, Intermezzo. From the opera, the story of a man who tragically attempts to revive an old love affair. Neme Jarvi and the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra with the music of Italian composer Pietro Mascagni on KPR. Good to be with you once again. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on a Friday afternoon. Think you'll like what we've got coming up? The musicians of chamber music Palm Beach, Florida, with some American chamber music. We'll hear a suite for Winds and Viola by one Randall Thompson, along with the delightful dances of Dmitri Shostakovich, one of his ballet suites, a bit later, when conductor Neme Jarvi returns to lead the Royal Scottish Orchestra. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. Of course, support also comes from you, and I want to say a big thank you to each and every one of you who pledged your support for classical music and Kansas Public Radio during our fall pledge drive, which wrapped up earlier this morning. Thanks again to all of you for your wonderful support of KPR. We'll continue on in this noon hour. We'll take things easy next with the Venice Baroque Orchestra, with violinist Giuliano Carmignola in a Vivaldi Violin Concerto in D on KPR. One of Antonio Vivaldi's many violin concertos, that one in the key of D major, performed by the Venice Baroque Orchestra with conductor Andrea Marcon and violinist Giuliano Carmignola. Still to come this noon hour is the Royal Scottish National Orchestra and a ballet suite from Dmitri Shostakovich. We'll enjoy that in about 15 minutes from now. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute. Dr. Barbara Ballard and Student Advisory Board alum Jesse Burbank moderate Healthcare in the U.S. Constitution with Harvard Law's Glenn Cohen on October 15th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And Pines Garden and Market promoting Field Day Fest, a farm-to-table dining experience featuring Chef Vaughn Good of Fox and Pearl at Caw Valley Field Day, October 11th. Details and tickets at cawvalleyfieldday.com. KPR thanks Limestone Pizza for providing lunch for our volunteers and guests during the membership drive. Limestone serving Neapolitan-style pies at 814 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. We're joined now by the members of Chamber Music Palm Beach, Florida, with a little American chamber music from composer Randall Thompson, who was born in 1899, an attendee of Harvard and the Eastman School of Music, and a very well-known composer for his Americana art songs and three symphonies, as well as this bit of chamber music, a suite for oboe, clarinet, and viola, next on KPR. Suite for oboe, clarinet, and viola, chamber music from American composer Randall Thompson, performed today by Chamber Music Palm Beach, Florida, on Kansas Public Radio. 12:43 now, and NPR News at the top of the hour. We're live, we're local, KPR's 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Glad you could be with us on a Friday afternoon. Again this year, KPR's Live Day broadcast is going to have our own Destiny Ammer Megan in a free concert at the Lawrence Public Library, and that'll happen on Friday night, October 24th. The admission's free, but seating is limited, so please RSVP now at kansaspublicradio.org. Then we hope you can join us for a night of spooky tunes, tales, and bad jokes for Halloween on Friday night, October 24th at 7, presented by KPR. Conductor Naomi Yarvie back now to lead the Royal Scottish National Orchestra with a collection of vivacious orchestral dances by Dmitri Shostakovich. We'll hear Ballet Suite No. 3 on KPR. Dances by Shostakovich, his third ballet suite, with conductor Naomi Yarvie and the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio. 1 p.m. now, and up ahead is NPR News, and more classical music in the next hour, an hour that'll bring us Robert Schumann's Piano Quintet and the English Rhapsody known as Brig Fair by Frederick Delius. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. Support for news comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Mariachi Garibaldi and Ballet Folklorico del Rio Grande, October 10th, 7:30 p.m. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits, at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Eric Kunzel leading the Cincinnati Pops, and the overture to the Gypsy Baron by Johann Strauss Jr. here on Kansas Public Radio to get things started in our 1 p.m. hour of classical music. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be with you once more. We await the Boston Pops and John Williams. A bit later, they'll have for us the famous English rhapsody known as Brig Fair by Frederick Delius. That and much more still to come as classical music unfolds today. Support for classical music comes from LMH Health's new Cancer Center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. And, of course, support also comes from you. And I want to say a big thank you to each and every one of you who pledged your support for classical music and Kansas Public Radio during our fall pledge drive, which wrapped up early this morning. Thanks to all of you for all that you do to support Kansas Public Radio. If pledging was something that you meant to do but didn't manage to get around to it, then keep in mind we'll always take your pledge any time of the year over at kansaspublicradio.org, and thanks again. We'll spend some time now with the Artists Quartet to hear chamber music written by Robert Schumann in 1842. 1842 was considered something of Robert Schumann's chamber music year. It saw the creation of a trio of string quartets, a piano trio, a quartet for piano, as well as the piano quintet in E flat major, described as extroverted and exuberant in character. We'll hear it played next by the Artists Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends the Piano Quintet in E flat major, composed in 1842 by Robert Schumann, and performed today by the Artists Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is now 1:42. News from NPR coming up at the top of the hour, and we've got more music until 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, with more than 70 small businesses and farmers bringing produce, meats, and more from vendors within 50 miles of Lawrence. Saturday mornings, 824 New Hampshire, rain or shine. And Pines Garden and Market, promoting the 2025 Kaw Valley Field Day, a celebration of soil, farmers, food, and community, October 11th at the Shirk Farm in North Lawrence, Details at CawValleyFieldDay.com. We're joined now by the Boston Pops and conductor John Williams. What we'll hear is an orchestral arrangement of an old English folk song, one that was said to originate with the 19th century singer by the name of Joseph Taylor, although the tune is said to have been collected by Taylor from a band of wandering gypsies who camped near the English market town of Brigg around 1850. It's known as the Brigg Fair, an arrangement of that famous tune by Frederick Delius now, with the Boston Pops Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Brigg Fair, an English rhapsody by Frederick Delius, played by the Boston Pops, conducted by John Williams, today on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. and almost time for NPR News. Music by Antonin Dvorak, Chopin, Jean-Francais and others in the next hour. Support for classical music comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, asking listeners when they last visited a dentist. For a preventative checkup, dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. KPR's KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom design handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's from Ernest Theodor Amadeus Hoffman, the overture to The Merry Musicians, for the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, and I hope to find you in a merry mood today. A little bit more classical music for a Friday afternoon. We're enjoying that until 3 p.m. Specifically, Symphonic Variations by Antonin Dvorak, along with French chamber music and 1934 quintet for string trio, flute, and harp by Jean-Francais. We continue now with the Hamburg Symphony. With them is pianist Abby Simon, and we've got music by Chopin on one of the few occasions where he wrote for orchestra as well as piano. A fantasy on Polish airs in A major is next for you on Kansas Public Radio. A fantasy on Polish airs in A major, music by Chopin for piano and orchestra. Abby Simon, our pianist, playing alongside the Hamburg Symphony today on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on now, 2:22. We're about 10 minutes away from a recording of the BBC Symphony Orchestra, bringing us some symphonic variations from the great Antonin Dvorak, still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. KPR thanks Limestone Pizza for providing lunch for our volunteers and guests during the membership drive. Limestone serving Neapolitan-style pies at 814 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. We have a little French chamber music now, something composed in 1934 by the neoclassical composer Jean-Francais. The Mobius Ensemble brings us a quintet for flute, string, trio, and harp. Next on KPR. Quintet for Flute, String, Trio, and Harp by French composer Jean-Francais. He composed that in 1934. And today we heard the musicians of the ensemble, Mobius, on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:33, and at 3 p.m. it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. And it's Friday, and you know what that means, Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon. That's tonight from 7 to 9 p.m., and tonight's a program that's a deep dive into the music from the films of Hans Zimmer. Of course, if you're looking for something a little more substantial to do tonight, you might want to check out a concert put on by the Park University International Center for Music. They're holding their fall concert, the first event of their season, this evening at 7:30 p.m. in Graham Tyler Memorial Chapel on the university's Parkville campus. With music of Mendelssohn, a string symphony, a Mozart piano concerto, music by Paul Hindemith and George Friedrich Händel, all a part of their concert tonight at 7:30 p.m. in the Graham Tyler Memorial Chapel. It is a free concert, but they ask you to RSVP in advance, and you can do that at icm.park.edu. That's icm.park.edu. Tomorrow afternoon, Destiny will be your host for Classics by Request from 1 to 4 p.m., getting into the spooky spirit of things with some Halloween favorites, like the Dance Macabre by Saint-Saëns, music of Gershwin, and a bit more. Should all make for a fun Saturday afternoon tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org. And now we arrive at a recording of Antonín Dvořák's music and something that he wrote in 1877. Some classical pieces are written because the composer received a great burst of inspiration. In this case, Dvořák wrote this on a dare from one of his friends, who picked a old Czech folk tune that went by the title of I Am a Fiddler. And he charged Dvořák, he challenged him, to write a set of variations on it, something he was considered unsuitable to do because I guess the tune was a bit too lighthearted. But Dvořák responded with the following symphonic variations that we'll hear played by the BBC Symphony on KPR. Applause for the BBC Symphony Orchestra and the symphonic variations composed in 1877 by Antonín Dvořák here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 3 p.m., time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Daryl Brogdon brings you Film Music Friday tonight from 7 to 9, tonight with a program all about music from the films of Hans Zimmer. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me today, and we'll have more classical music for you Monday at noon, right here at your place for NPR News. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or 785-843-TREE. And the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole fellow Joni Wickham moderates bipartisan consensus building with Kansas State Representatives Laura Williams and Brandon Woodard, October 8th, 4 p.m., or doleinstitute.org. The time is 3 p.m., and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio.